If you are a businesswoman working to amplify your 6- and 7-figure business from success to significance, then you know it's not just about the right strategies or the right tactics. It's more and more about high caliber people around you, your team, your collaborators, and advisors that can open doors for you and widen your reach. Welcome to Your Circle of Influence podcast with your hosts, Dr. Monica Ogando and Amy Walker.
Welcome, everybody, to Your Circle of Influence podcast. I am your host this time. I don't have a co-host today. Host, Dr. Monica Ogando, and we're sending big shout out to Amy. This is one of the ones I'm going to do solo this time. And I'm so happy to be here because so many people have had to pivot in their businesses in terms of the things that they used to do offline because of everything that we've experienced this year with COVID-19 and how it has forced us to look at our how we do things, how we operationalize our businesses, the things that we do in person versus the things that we do online. And there are some things that you do in person that you cannot do online. And yet there are some things that you can. And so I'm delighted to be here with Kern Cherry. She is our guest today. Kern, I am so happy that you are here so you can shine some light into this conversation, particularly when it comes to speakers and when it comes to events. So thank you for being here with us.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Now, I know that we have your bio in the show notes, but I would love to start the conversation by just getting an understanding of your beginning. Like, where did you get the idea to start your company? What was the journey from the start to where you are now?
So I actually run a few companies. Mm-hmm. Basically, I've been in healthcare for over 30 plus years, and my background is occupational therapy. My husband and I actually moved back from here. We were in Arizona at the time, and then we moved back here. And so anyway, I came back here, and we eventually started not too long after our home care business, mm-hmm. PRN Home Care. Sometimes God has a funny way of getting you to do what he really wants you to do.
Yeah.
And in that case, we were actually working at the time. We had been working as occupational therapy assistants in facilities across this area. And hey, everybody got pink slip from occupational therapy, physical therapy, speech therapists. And I remember him calling me and saying, "So what are we gonna do?" And I'm like, you remember that job that lady offered us a while ago? There was a lady that offered us like $10 an hour to come home, take care of her husband at home. And we kind of chuckled because we were making a lot more than that. And so I'm like, you know, we're going to go ahead and do that. Let's mm-hmm. do that. And we did. And God sent us a client within a week, 24-hour client. Wow. And that got us going. And moving in the direction we needed to move. And that's our company, PRN Home Care, which mm-hmm. him, my husband and I, Dennis, have been running for over 23 years. Mm-hmm. And it's, you know, it's our passion because we know that we can serve people better in their homes and be in facilities and place like that to keep an eye out, to be those eyes for people, caregivers that are not able to be there all the time with their loved one. So that's our home care business. And then while doing all that, I'm very active in my community. Mm-hmm. And I've been, actually been planning events for over 15 plus years now. And so that being said, I've actually, from my home care business, I started a conference called Right Resource Information Planning for the Elderly, mm-hmm. Where we had over 600 caregivers and professionals there. And then Blessed Girls Rock is something I've done with my church, my first lady. Yeah. And that averaged over 450 people. So when success came around, I actually was kind of talking to my partner, my partner in success, and talking to her about, at the time, she was helping me with my branding stuff. And of course, we diverted and got into, hey, we can, you know that women's, everybody keeps talking about, you know, having a women's conference. And, you know, we have been doing that here for 10 plus years, easy. Yeah. Everybody's like, we need a women's conference. We need a women's conference. Now, we have events here, but a women's conference is different because you're looking to do something different to motivate, and all along hoping to inspire and empower people to take the leap to do something different. And so her and I sat there, and about 6 to 9 months later, because she asked me, she said, what do you think? I'm like, okay, yeah, let's just do it. Yeah. And we did. And on the first event, we had over 540 people. Wow. And the last few years, we've had over 1,000 people. We've had Lisa Nichols and Robin Roberts come in, Cheryl Wood. Last year, we had Gloria Mayfield Banks, Dr. Iyanna Van Zandt, over 100 speakers last year in attendance with over 25 people from around the nation participating. And so events have just become something that I do. Now I'm doing, starting to do more virtuals. I have, and then the Power Up Summit is another event created just to charge up people. Yeah. You know, we're in a time that there's, you know, people are uncertain more than anything of what the future looks like. But that doesn't mean that you just sit and wait. That's it's right. time to create. God has given you an opportunity. And I'm not saying God created this particular thing that we're in, but it's a time to actually power up what you're doing. You know, if you're a speaker, you should be sitting at home because there are no live stages or very, very limited. You should be out there creating visibility saying, hey, I'm still here. Let me jump on some virtual platforms. But better yet, let me create my own virtual platform or collaborate with you. Know, I love collaborating. Collaborate and come together and create something. So
I love that.
So that's kind of where I am. That's me.
Now tell me, okay, so every story has a beginning and a valley, if you will, and then, you know, the future, right? So where's that valley for you? What was your greatest moment of struggle? What did you, what was that dip that you can tell us about?
Oh my goodness. You mean which moments?
I know which one, right? Pick one.
You know, we're down on the Gulf Coast right near the water. And so we've seen the Hurricane Katrina and, right behind that, came the BP oil spill. People did not know, but I do have to say the BP oil spill probably was the worst year I've ever had in business. Even with COVID, it's literally one of the worst years that we've had. We had a really, really good year that year. We were really thriving and probably seeing some of our highest numbers after being in business for a while. And so as things were, you know, peaking up, just like that, the oil spill hit, thinking nothing of it, because why would it affect me? I'm in the business of serving people in their home. And a few months later, you start to see people starting to clench their pocketbooks. You know, maybe I should have my kids keep their family member, all that type of stuff. But that being said, I really felt like it was a God thing as far as all of it at the end of the day, because in 1 month, literally, we saw three to four major clients week after week drop. Like they either they passed away, they canceled service, or something in that direction. And if the answer was not the oil spill, this all happened in a month. Our renter in our building had been there for 7 years. Literally had already purchased another rental place. All these things happened. And then we started being attacked by, then the veterans, we serve veterans. Well, how about the VA put everybody on hold? All this happened in like one and then the 2 months with the VA part. But we literally had thousands of dollars go out of our pocket in 1 month. So, but I look back and I look and I say, wow, I don't even know how we came through that. I can't even see the dollars in my books.
Yeah.
But, you know, with God, anything's possible. So if you're dependent on God, I always tell people, let me tell you something. Pay your tithes, number one, okay? Because God first, well, number one, put God first. He's your head of your household. He will always have you. Number two, pay your tithe and offering. It's in the Bible. It is not to be taken for granted. When you're a business owner, this is essential. Mm-hmm. It's part of what you have to do. And then three, be willing, as they use now, pivot, right? You never look at it's over. It's never over. Yeah. You're always looking for opportunity to create. And at this point, I always tell people, if not create, collaborate, you know, but don't look at it as something like, I can't do this anymore. Mm-hmm. Right now, people are going digital. Go digital. Find a way to take your business digital or create a business that's digital if you're not already digital. Mm-hmm. You know, buildings are, I said, building ain't nothing but an overhead expense. You know, that you're going to have
to. A lot of people are discovering that. It's like, hey, wait a minute. I don't have to do this like this.
Hello.
So
that's just one example.
Awesome. And you know, it speaks to the inner journey too, because a lot of times people talking about us, the valley in their story, and they'll tell you that strategies that they took. They said, I did this, and then I talked to this person, and then I had to pivot this way. But to speak about the internal practices and values that you have to adhere to, that's where all of the pivots first began in anyways. Mm-hmm. So I'm glad that you mentioned that, you presence that. So what are you currently working on now that you're excited about, that you're passionate about?
Well, success has definitely been a conference for me that's been
amazing. Is it called the Success Conference?
Yes, Success Women's Conference.
Success Women's.
So if you're looking for it, it's successconference.info. But we have definitely been very blessed to be able to help people, watch people create their own business. When Cheryl Wood came in 2017, I often talk about the power and the energy in the building was so amazing. And to learn that so many Christian women just revealed themselves. I'm like, oh my goodness, I didn't know all these women were Christians, you know, because we are. You know, the leaders are, but it's just seeing, you know, it come to light and God actually working through the building. And then watching in 2018 when Lisa Nichols and Robin Roberts was there, even the speakers, even Cheryl, she was like, Karen, I've never seen this before. I'm like, hey, I'm just a vessel trying to deliver. God is taking care of the rest. And really and truly seeing that and knowing that I've had people come to me and say, at your conference, I started my business. You know, that's at fantastic. Your conference, I added another business or expanded my business. So our goal always is to inspire, empower, to recharge, because some people are lacking that energy. It's the reason why doing Power Up Summit is all about, you know, charging up your career. And so as Success, we do the same by doing that and connecting. I am a natural connector. They call me the collaborator and the butts in the seat queen. And so I get really charged up about connecting and meeting people and bringing people together. It's just, you know, I thrive off of that.
That's awesome. I love that. So then tell me, for people who want to, who need to pivot, as you mentioned, right? Mm-hmm. That need to, maybe they are speakers and they've had their gigs either canceled or postponed or rescheduled. Give me some tips, like three things that you want people to know or to take on, either for their speaking portion of their businesses or if they are doing events themselves.
So I don't know if I mentioned this, but I do actually teach on how to create a profitable event.
And keyword profitable.
Profitable. No big parties. You know, you can't keep, you know, a lot of people, that, you know, when I say I'm doing a smaller event with, like I did with Power Up, so 100 to 150, they're like, that's not small. Mm-hmm. Oh, trust me. For me, that's small. And I'm saying it because you need to shift your mindset on how to get people in attendance. But use, if you're an event planner or if you're a speaker, planning an event or doing an event should be a part of your stream of revenue. So you do need to know how to make it a stream of revenue. But that's why I teach on that, because I find so many people have big parties. Yeah. But that being said, that creates visibility. When you are doing events, people are looking. People are looking right now. They're like, where can I get on my stage? Well, yes, you want to make sure that you're increasing, keeping your visibility right now, increasing your visibility. Don't do what you've been doing. This digital platform is not going away. It's going to be a part of what we do all the time. So, and so one of the virtuals that I did was called Visibility and Profitability. Because you need to become visible, and that visibility can turn into profit. So forming collaborations is the other one that I want to say. You need to learn to collaborate with other people if you're not doing that. This is going to increase who you are as a person. It's going to increase your connections. Because what do they say? One person knows seven people. That person knows 70. You add that up. If you are connected with somebody, now you have expanded your brand. You're increasing your brand. So you want to increase your personal brand. You are a brand. I don't care if you're sweeping the floor somewhere. You are a brand. And you need to make sure people know that you are out here. And the digital platform is going to allow you to do that. Where do people think that they're going to hire from in the future? The number one way to hire will be on the internet. I'm sure Zoom is going to keep Zooming, because guess what? People got to do a lot of Zoom interviews.
That's right.
Why? Because you don't have to meet people in person. You can meet them over the line. I was watching a movie with Jennifer Lopez on, and the name kind of slips my mind from now, but she actually applied for this job. Her friend actually applied for the job. But the guy hired her based off her social media platforms. He's like, oh my goodness, I went on your Facebook site. You were over here, you were over there. And I'm like, perfect. This is the time we're in. You need to understand Facebook is not about just sharing pictures of your kids. People determine who you are. So you need to have a digital presence on your personal page that says, hey, yes, these might be my kids that you see sometime on my feed, but here's some of the other things I'm doing as well. And if you're not on LinkedIn, shame on you, because that's where all the corporations are, and they're going to hire from that site. LinkedIn is a must.
It's kind of like the appendix to your resume, your social media presence.
Exactly.
So your tips. Okay. So to summarize, number one, if you have not yet started doing events, whether in person or virtually, start.
Yes.
You heard it here first. And secondly, make sure that those events are profitable when they're, whether they're in person or digital, that it's not just a party, that it is profitable. And then number three is increase your social media and your digital footprint and visibility, so that when people go looking for you, because I'll tell you the truth, Karen, I'm a little bit of a stalker. When I'm looking at somebody to interview for the podcast, or when I'm looking to hire somebody, before I say a mumbling word, I will be looking at your digital presence. And then that sometimes informs my decision whether or not to reach out or not. So I think that's a great tip.
That is a great tip, because as a person who put events together and look for speakers, you can bet believe that I'm going to your YouTube site, I'm going to your Facebook site, your LinkedIn, your Instagram, and your Twitter, because I'm looking to see, does this person have butts behind them? That is one of their things, reasons why they call me that, because I'm thinking, you need to have a following too. You need to bring something to the table. If you have not built your digital footprint, build your digital footprint and make sure that you have, make sure that you take, that you have a strong presence there. You have to do that. So people, look, I saw people send me in applications on previous events, and they're saying, I get paid $10,000, but you don't have no video. And so how are you getting paid $10,000? Maybe you did because some corporation did not take the time to look. And maybe you are a great speaker, but you have to take the time. And that's why I call this, this time that we're in of uncertainty, that COVID is an opportunity to get yourself together, to get your resume, so to speak, together, your digital resume together. You as a speaker need to go ahead and make sure that you take care of that right now, where you're at. You know, if you don't have a video, I'm going to just use Zoom as an example. You can get online, you can do a presentation, and you can have that as something to submit to people who are looking for speakers. Speakers, coaches, and authors. Coaches should be speaking. Speakers should be coaching. Authors should be doing both of the others, speaking and coaching. So it is time that you take care of your digital platform.
Okay. All right. We are going to, on that note, I think I know what our listener challenge is going to be. We're going to come back after the break and have the listener challenge, and then we'll also do the lightning round. Stay tuned, everybody. We'll be right back.
You have worked hard and you've earned your place at the table of influence.
Wouldn't it be great to have a board of advisors that celebrate your wins, support your growth, and challenge your blind spots?
That's why we host our influencer circles for 6 and 7 figure business women.
If you are a high achieving entrepreneur woman who wants a deep dive in business strategy, collaboration, and strategic relationships, go to yourcircleofinfluence.com/influencers and reserve a spot in one of our upcoming circles. Welcome back, everybody. You are listening to Your Circle of Influence podcast, and I am your host today, by my lonesome, without Amy, Dr. Monica Ogando. And we have a listener challenge for you. Kern is putting your feet to the fire. Accountability Central. Here's what we want you to do. We want you, if you are a thought leader, if you are a coach, a speaker, we want you to make sure that you audit yourself. And whatever you don't have in the following 5 items in the checklist that I'm about to run off on you, go get it handled. So here are the things that Kern asked me to give to you. Number one, do you have a video reel of you speaking professionally? If you don't, compile the clips that you do have and make sure that it is professionally edited so that you can then put it on your website and people can see how brilliant you are when you have speaking engagements. That's number one. Number two, make sure that you have a speaker one sheet. And we'll put Kern's website on the show notes so that you have some resources to see how it's being done and some templates and so forth. But your one sheet is really about who you are, what you speak on, and a sample of your topics, et cetera, and how to get more information to hire you. That's what you want on your one sheet. That's the Cliff Note version of what to put in there. Number three, make sure that you have high resolution headshots, extra credit if they're also action shots, but don't make them cheesy. You know, some action shots, you look like you're talking to a million people, but you're not. You're talking to 3 people in front of you, right? So make sure that they're high resolution, they're professional, and they are brand aligned. That would be number three. Number four, make sure that this is readily available on your website. Don't make people go looking for your stuff. Make it readily available. Have a speaker or hire me to speak page on your website so that people can find the resources that they need right then and there. And then number five, you know, one of these Saturdays that you want to do some binge watching, instead of binge watching your favorite Netflix show or series or documentaries or whatever the case may be, binge watch yourself. Go through your social media timelines and see if there's anything in there that's out of brand, out of theme, that doesn't really support what you're up to in the world and speaks highly to your contribution in the world, and either delete it or make it just available to friends only, but in some way so that when people can see you and stalk you the way that we do, silently, stealthily, that they get the information that you want them to have so that they can make an easy and fast hiring decision. Right, Kern? Did I get it right?
Absolutely. You hit it on the head. And I'm like, oh my goodness, she tapped into my little secret spot, taking Saturdays to catch up on my social media. And I know people say to themselves, well, she's always on social media. No, I may be posting and things like that, but then I have to go back and actually evaluate my sites and make sure that I'm in tune and things that should be there or shouldn't be there, that type of stuff. You have to do that. And it's a good time to go through and just look at people. As you and I were talking earlier, I am definitely, my daughter actually called me out. You are a stalker. You're a cyber stalker. I'm like, yes, I'm not going to deny it. Okay. I actually go and look at people because I think it's important to know who you're connecting with. As the Bible says, you want to be equally yoked. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, look, I'm looking a lot of times to form relationships. And I'm not going to just form a relationship with anybody. I may connect to people, but relationships, I'm looking to go beyond. So eventually, just like with my event called Success Women's Conference, that came from a relationship that turned into a collaboration. Mm-hmm. Collaborate is profitable. And I'm always looking to be profitable in those relationships. Right.
Oh, come. You know, you're talking my language. I like that. That's my favorite P word is profitability. Okay, let's go into the quick, fast lightning round. We have six fast questions. So number one, what's the best business advice that you have ever gotten?
Best business advice I've ever gotten besides, I'm going to be honest, for me and for most women, just do it. I always take it from the Nike theme, but it's real. A lot of times we overanalyze and we just let opportunity slip through our hands.
Yeah, that's true.
Leap.
I like that. Take a leap. Number two, what inner dragons have you had to slay on your path to success?
Procrastination.
Yeah.
Procrastination kills a lot of opportunity, and I slay that one on an often basis. But when you say slay, I guess you're thinking it's, I should say, are we talking from the negative side or slay as far as making?
Oh, yeah, no, right. The things that don't work. Because you can slay with a dress and an outfit that's out of the world.
Yeah.
I'm talking about the stuff that stands in your way. And, you know, to the point, I think procrastination gets cleverer the more that we get clever and excellent and masterful in our own journey. Sometimes, you know, it's like new level, new devil kind of thing. So it's like that Hydra monster. You slice off one head and then another one pops off. So it's something that we always have to be vigilant about. So I love that.
Well, and procrastination is driven by fear. Yeah. So when we start owning the fact that it's fear that's causing us to procrastinate, and then you start walking in faith, which is what I decided last year after success, I'm going to take some leap of faith. That's why I did the Trailblazers Who Lead book and doing the Power Up Summit and just pushing forward. You have to be willing to walk in faith. And that will slowly start to get rid of the procrastination and the fear.
I love that. I love that. Okay, great. Number three, who is your business girl crush? Who's a woman who's leading it in business that you really love and respect and admire?
Okay. So I'm good. You're going to laugh. So before Lisa Nichols came to Success Women's Conference, she was like number one on our list, like my partner hired somebody. She said, so who do y'all want to bring to success this year? And we, without even saying anything, we're like, Lisa Nichols. And I'm like, yeah, Lisa Nichols. She is slaying. She is, now I'm using the other slay. She's slaying it out there.
That's right.
And so, but I'm going to tell you, since then as well, I have been super impressed watching Gloria Mayfield Banks, who was there last year with us, Cheryl Wood, who has turned up her new group that she has. And I'm just, I am super impressed with a lot of women and men, but very super impressed with some of the things that people are literally creating during an uncertain time and literally doing better than before.
Yeah, that's awesome. It's true. It's, you know, oftentimes opportunity looks like a crisis. There's the Chinese character for crisis is twofold. That one symbol is danger and the other symbol is opportunity. And so a lot of times people get paralyzed by the danger and they forget to seize the opportunity. And what I hear you saying is a lot of people that you admire have captured that. So that's awesome. Okay, number four. What is the number one door that you want open for you right now in your business?
Well, for me, it's probably building a bigger speaker platform. That's I'm launching my group coaching. So I'm looking to just open the doors to more people knowing who I am. And it's not really like a celebrity thing. I'm looking for just connecting, you know, to different people and stuff. So sometimes, but you know what I do have to say this. One of the things I do believe, if the door isn't open, my theory is always this: knock on another door. If you can't get in the back door, kick the door in or create your own. So I'm gonna say waiting for somebody to open those doors for me. Would I like them open? Yes. But if they're not, I'm gonna create my own.
Yeah, that's awesome. Great advice. Number five, when you achieve your business goals, what's your next level of contribution? What's something that you want to focus on outside of just hustling in the business, right?
Yeah, so I'm a very community active person. I strongly believe that God people here on earth are the people that are either homeless, widows, fatherless children, and I'm a true giver, so I actually love watching people receive as I give them something. It just brings a lot of smiles to my face. But I do believe that some of the things that are happening in the world, we can change by being involved and helping the homeless and people that are really struggling is something that I want to do. It's really some of the things that you see me do right now, even with while working with the ladies, creating the book, Trailblazers We Lead. One of the things I wanted to do is to help them build their speaker platform, because they don't know. You know, a lot of people don't know. They're afraid, right? So that's one of the things that I also... That's why you see me doing virtuals. It's a platform that I can now give some people that are not well known an opportunity to speak on as well. So those are probably a couple of the top things that I'm literally looking at and working on.
Okay. I love it. How can listeners connect with you?
Okay. So you can find me Kern Cherry or Kern Crockett Cherry or my home care business, PR and Home Care, on any platform. My favorite, again, is LinkedIn. Trust me, I thrive there. I have over 23,000 followers there. And then Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Pinterest, you name it, YouTube. I'm there connecting and collaborating. So, and my website, you can go to successconference.info. We will be virtual. Some of my other websites, kerncherry.com and powerupsummit.com.
Okay, we're going to put all of that in the show notes so that people can avail themselves of that. Thank you so much for being with us, Kern. I so appreciate your wisdom and your heart of contribution and of collaboration. I know you to be a connector, so I know it's like, first of all, Karen knows everybody, number one. And number two, if she doesn't know, it's like 6 degrees of separation. I know somebody who does. All right?
Exactly.
That's the genius of connectors. And it's such amazing because it really speaks to the values that we have here in your circle of influence, which is lift as you climb. And anytime that you've climbed a new rung, you're always bringing people along with you. I so admire that and respect that and celebrate that about you. So thank you for being with us.
Yes, thank you. Thank you.
For all of our listeners, thank you for being here. Don't forget to leave us a comment, a review. Make sure that if you haven't yet, subscribe to our podcast and leave us a comment on the blog. Maybe you have some questions for Karen that we can answer. We always are active inside of our Facebook group. You can find us as Your Circle of Influence Podcast. Request to join. And that is actually kind of like a green room. It's where the party goes down. We have some party favorites and you get to meet and chat with all of our guests and including ourselves. So make sure that you go down there. One of the things that Amy and I do in our podcast interviews when we're interviewing guest experts such as yourself, Karen, is that we always talk about what our takeaways are. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, we don't have Amy with us today, but she always throws me in front of the bus first. What's your takeaway, Monica? Right. So I'm going to tell you that I love what you said about, you know, if one door closes, another one surely is open. And then if you don't have to wait for the door to open, you can actually just kick that mother out.
Yes.
You don't have to wait.
Yes. Stop waiting. Nobody. Stop waiting. Look, the other thing I love to end with is that nobody's going to give you anything. Mm-hmm. You stop waiting for somebody to give you something.
Right. Success
must be taken. Mm-hmm. You must take it. It is there for you to grab and to pull to yourself. Success must be taken.
I love that. Thank you so much for being here with us today. Thanks, everybody. Have a great rest of your week.